I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, if you want to follow along on TV. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, yep. Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop. That's the foursome. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, an analyst for the Golf Channel, Tom Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on site at Carnoustie.
I believe Tom Abbott's a Brit.
Tower announcer for Golf Channel and NBC Sports Live's tournament coverage.
All right.
Good morning, Tom.
Tom, are you there?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great.
Hello,
how
Tom.
Are you?
Good morning.
How are you, man?
Doing fine. Let me just put you on my phone there instead of Bluetooth. So you can hear me a bit better.
Yeah, that's much better.
There you go.
Appreciate you.
So why don't you just kind of set the scene over there at Carnoustie.
Tell us about the conditions. We keep hearing about how hard and fast it is. Is that how it is still today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit damper today. There's a few more clouds around. They've had just an incredible summer here in the UK. It tends to be a lot warmer and drier down south than it does up in Scotland, but still, I think the whole of the UK has just had this incredible summer. They're talking about basically the best summer they've had since 76, and you know, those folks that were around back then, I wasn't, just to let you know, but folks that were around in the mid-70s watching the Open will remember how firm and fast it was then. And it's been a long time since we've had an Open that was really firm and fast. If you look at Hoylake, just over 10 years ago now, when Tiger was hitting stinger irons and didn't really need to hit anything more than an iron off the tee, it was pretty firm and fast. But since then, we've had softer conditions during the Open. But this year, I think, with the forecast and the way that it looks at the moment, it's just going to be, players are going to be hitting it miles. Yeah. I mean, absolutely miles.
Well, you know, and because of those conditions, Hank Haney's actually picked Tiger this week. Now, to be fair, Hank picks Tiger every week because he thinks he's so freaking talented.
Yeah.
But, you know, anytime you take driver out of his hands and it doesn't hurt him, that's a big deal, big advantage for him. Because, you know, let's be honest, in this comeback, he's shown he's got all the game, but he hasn't been as consistent with that driver. So that it could set up well for him.
Yeah, it could. I think the putter is going to be key for Woods. He's been inconsistent with that this season.
Yep.
A lot of it on links golf is long putting. You know, people don't, if you haven't played links golf, if you haven't played a little links golf, it's not something you think about too often. But the greens are so big.
Yes.
And you can putt from off the green as well. And you've got to have the speed dialed in, and you've got to have a confidence with your putting. And I'm not so sure that that's been the case for Woods this year. You never know with him. I mean, he's so good that he could suddenly turn it on this week. I wouldn't favor Tiger Woods. I wouldn't pick Tiger Woods coming into this week. I think there are other players that you would certainly pick above Tiger Woods coming into the Open this year.
All right, so let's talk about some of those. Now, I just wanted to ask you about a couple in particular because Tiger did say, you know, he wasn't going to use the driver as much. He didn't have to. He could hit that stinger. But Dustin Johnson wants to hit driver. He's one of the most accurate hitters of the golf ball with the driver. John Rahm said he's going to hit driver. Justin Rose is going to hit driver. So these guys who are long hitters anyway, if you're going to extend their drives by 80 to 100 yards, do you like some of these guys? I mean, DJ, if it's going to be firm and fast, DJ would be hitting 450-yard drives.
Yeah, I mean, I think the longer hitters will certainly have an advantage. The key is missing the bunkers and having a good strategy off the tee. Ricky Fowler was saying last week at the Scottish Open that it's risk and reward for him when he's looking at strategy and he's looking at bunkers off the tee. He thinks, you know, if he can get the ball over the bunker with a driver, it's worth the risk of hitting the driver because he's confident with that club. and the ball will go a long way. And I think that's the case for a lot of those big hitters. They really have to be careful on some of these holes that they're not going to drive it in a bunker. There's no point hitting driver if it's going to go in the bunker because that's a bogey. So, but that being said, I think, yeah, the players that you mentioned, I like. Dustin Johnson, I think, has a great chance because of the length and because of the confidence. And some of these holes, if he gets it in the fairway, it's going to be a drive and a wedge on almost every hole. And John Rahm, I don't know about his temperament. We'll see. I mean, he's had some issues with his temperament. We'll see what happens with him under the gun at a major championship if he gets in contention. Justin Rose, I really like. I think he's prepared very well. He took 3 weeks off before the Scottish Open last week. Worked hard on his game. Worked hard on his swing with his coach Sean Foley. Last week, he played the Scottish Open at Gullen, another links golf course, very similar conditions, not as difficult, not anywhere near as difficult a golf course as Carnoustie. But I think he said last week that he wants to peak on Sunday. And the way that he played at Scottish Open, it would make you think that he was going to peak on Sunday. He played well last week, but he wasn't really in contention. And then this week, obviously, he wants to switch it up a gear. So those three players, I would say Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose out of the three.
Tom, not a lot of buzz on the defending champ Jordan Spieth. He finished third at the Masters, missed the cut at the U.S. Open. His best performance since that third at the Masters was a 21st at the Byron Nelson, and that was back in May. What does he have to do to contend at Carnoustie this week?
Well, I think he's just got to take care of his own game and take care of his own business. I mean, you know, he's got the game to win. He's got the... obviously got the game to win. I mean, you know, when it comes to an Open, a lot of it comes down to the draw. And I think this week, maybe that's going to be a factor. But I don't think from the forecast, it doesn't look like it's necessarily going to be as big a factor as maybe other weeks. But you never know. So, you know, when you pick a player like Spieth or, you know, you think, how is he going to do? A lot of it will depend on the draw. You know, the forecast could say there's going to be 20-mile-an-hour winds in the afternoon and they don't come. You know, they come in the morning. That was exactly what we had last week in Scotland. We thought the conditions were going to be tough on Sunday afternoon, and the wind died. When the forecaster said it was going to be 20 miles an hour, it went to zero. So, you know, you never really know with the luck of the draw. But I think, you know, Spieth has a chance. There's no doubt about it. Is his game where it needs to be or where you would want it to be to put him in the favorite category? No, but I think it's very difficult to write him off. I think when you look at other major champions from the year, you would say, I think Patrick Reed has a really good chance, believe it or not. He's becoming a more of a mature golfer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the way that he's prepared this year, he came to Carnoustie on Sunday and Monday, a week ago, and took a couple of days to sort of learn the golf course and see how it plays, and then played last week in Scotland. So I like the way he's thinking. And Brooks Koepka, I mean, nobody thought he was going to win the US Open because he had injury problems. So you never really know, but I think those players that really have a good strategy on the links and know exactly what they're going to hit off the tee, that's really crucial on a golf course like Carnoustie, where you've got to avoid the trouble.
And you mentioned Ricky there, and we're talking to Tom Abbott from the Golf Channel. He's over there at Carnoustie. And Ricky has talked about he's as prepared as he's ever been for this. He's got a really good record at the Open. He's made 7 of his last 8 cuts there. With a pair of top fives. So he's prepared for this. He played last week at the Scottish. But, you know, we always say, is it Ricky's time? You know, I mean, he's always come up short. And I think, you know, American golf fans certainly want to see him get that first major. What are your thoughts on Ricky this week?
I think he will win a major by the end of his career. Will he win more than one? Who knows? Is it going to be this week? Maybe. I mean, it's got to come, as you say. He's been in contention so many times. He's got the game to do it. You know, it's just getting through that hurdle. It's just performing at the peak time. And as he played last week over here. He was sensible with what he did. You know, he's got the crowd on his side. I think he's a very popular player. And again, it is going to come down to a little bit of a draw. You know, you could get blown out of the draw with the conditions if things go that way. But if Ricky just sticks to his game plan and gets that driver working, and, you know, he says that that driver is his best club in the bag when he's swinging well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to make a few more putts. But I think with that confidence in the driver and knowing what he's doing out there and knowing that he has been close in the past and seeing other young Americans do well, I think it could be his year. Absolutely. There's nothing to stop him.
What about Phil? There's been a lot of talk about Phil this year. He's had a bit of a resurgence, and maybe in the same way that the way the conditions may be taking driver out of Tiger's hands, that probably helps Phil too. As erratic as he is with his driver.
Yeah, I don't know about Phil. You know, I think he's peaked already this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, I think he missed the cut last week. He's had a bizarre month.
Right.
With things that have happened. I mean, the U.S. Open was weird. I mean, I just don't understand what he was. I completely understand what he did at the U.S. Open. I just don't understand the reaction. I don't know why he didn't come clean. I mean, all he needed to say after that U.S. Open issue was, you know, I lost my head.
Right.
You know, the U.S. Open does that to you, and I'm an idiot. I lost my head.
Right.
And people would have been on his side, but, it dragged on for too long, and then there was the strange ruling at the Greenbrier where he tapped down the grass in front of the tee and realized he'd made a mistake. I mean, it's very un-Phil-like things to do. Like, he doesn't do that normally. He's normally very professional inside the ropes, and I just don't know what's going on. It's very strange. So I can't say that I'm high on Phil doing well this week. I think he's peaked too early this year. If you look at the way he played at the beginning of the season, especially in March, you know, in the WGC event, I think, you know, he's peaked too early.
What about the Tiger Phil $10 million match that everybody's talking about? I'm sure you guys have touched on it many times since it's come out publicly. Our first blush was, you know, if they were playing for their own money, that would certainly be intriguing. But just to watch rich guys go out there and get richer, as much as I love golf and I love watching Tiger, it's not quite as intriguing.
Yeah, I think it'll be hyped. I mean, if it does happen, I think it'll be hyped. I mean, will they play for $10 million? Will they play for more than $10 million? Who knows? I think people love watching Tiger and Phil, and I think it would be very successful if they do go head to head. They both got to play pretty well to make it worth watching. They both got to be healthy to make it worth watching, and I think it helps them if we're going to do that. If that actually is going to take place, is it going to be one match? Is it going to be a series of matches? Who knows? I don't know. But right. if they're not playing well in the run up to it, it kind of loses its mustard a bit. You know, if they're both playing well and contending and then they go head to head, I think that makes it a lot more intriguing. As for their own money, yeah, it'd be nice to see them, you know, play for a bit of money. Maybe they'll just do that anyway. But I just don't think the businessmen like them, when it comes to golf, you know, it's a business. I just don't think they're going to, do that. You know, they know they can get paid. And, I think they're going to say $10 million is not enough. I think they're going to up the ante. You know, they may even talk about it this week and say, "Well, we need more money." But why wouldn't you? You know,
Tom, I'm going to ask you an ugly American question, and I don't know if you've gotten this before or not. Part of the reason I have trouble watching the Open is because the course always looks brown on TV. It always looks brown. I'm used to seeing like glimmering green golf courses. Give me what is the color range right now on Carnoustie?
I think it's pretty brown, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty browned out. Yeah, it's not as browned out as some places would be down in the south of England. I mean, if they're playing at Royal St. George's, it'd be pretty yellow. You know, it's more of a brown than a yellow.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't have fairway watering here on most of the golf courses. It's whatever nature intends, you know. And the grass is very different than it is back in the States. You know, a lot of the grass in the States, if you didn't water it, would just die.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's just the way it is. So, it's great. It's part of the charm. It's part of the allure that brings, you know, there are so many Americans over here, not necessarily to come and watch the Open, but just on vacation and having a great time. It's amazing how many Americans come over and just love it over here. And and the Scots really embrace it. They are, you know, a lot of the tourism industry here is built around American visitors, and the level of service is, is the same as it would be at high-end places in the States.
Yeah. I talked to a buddy. I played golf with a buddy, Tom, last week, and he just got back from Ireland. He wasn't in Scotland, but he was in Ireland with three of his buddies. He said it was the best trip he has ever taken. It's a bucket list thing for me. I hope to get over there at some point in my life because I love to play golf, and I'd love to play over there. But anybody who's ever been there that I know say it's unbelievable.
You got to do it. It's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive,
cheap,
but it's easy.
Cheap, yeah. I want to play. Bring your sticks. You're
right,
good to go.
Real quick, Tom. We talked about all the top players. We talked about DJ, Ricky, and Rose, and Tiger, and Koepka, and all those guys. Give me three guys.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Give
here.
Me three guys you like as possible sleepers.
I like Tony Finau. I think he's had very good results over the first couple of majors, and he hits the ball a very long way. Tommy Fleetwood could be somebody to watch. I mean, he played very well the final round of the U.S. Open, and I think he's going to have a lot of support. And, you know, why don't I just throw out Brandon Stone, the guy that got in by almost shooting 59 last week. I mean, he is totally off the radar, but, you know, who knows? I mean, this guy has got to be on – he's got to be on cloud nine with the way that he's playing.
Now, is he English, Brandon Stone?
No, he's South African.
South African, okay. Gotcha. Hey, Tom, have a great time, man. You do a great job over at the Golf Channel.
Appreciate the time.
And don't call me on Monday and we look at where the picks finish.
Unless one of them wins.
Yeah, it's all good.
Unless one of them wins, right?
If they win, call me back. Yeah.
Right.
Will do. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It.
See you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. I had to ask a question about the brown course. I mean, it just tilts me every single year.
The other thing that...
Okay, but you didn't know that, though? I mean, you didn't...
Of course I know it. I'm doing a bit with a British reporter.
He's just trying to kill
now,
time.
Now, it is
best question of the interview, in my opinion.
It is harder to track the ball when you're watching the Open. It is.
The cameras always seem like they're further away.
They seem like they're further
British.
Away.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they just were anti-sprinkler.
Yeah, they don't water.
I mean,
the ugly Americans just water everything.
How do they not have water? They're an island. I mean, they're surrounded by water.
Well, that's what I mean. So they just rely on the oceans and the rains. And, you know, if they don't get rain.
Well, it does rain a lot in Scotland.
But if they, didn't the last few weeks.
Apparently not.
That's why it's so fast.
So weird. I've loved golf, right? Loved golf for 30-some years of my life. I have no desire to go to Scotland and play, though.
Really?
It's not a bucket list thing for me. I don't like links golf. I actually don't enjoy it.
Have you played it?
Yeah, sure. Here. Links golf
courses.
It's not
I didn't know there
near.
Were links golf courses
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
Laurel Hill is one.
But they're not true links courses because true links courses are coastal courses.
Yeah. Right. That's the other thing. I don't like playing on the coast.
You should buy the old
now, you would love to play over there.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, that's something we just got to do.
I know 90% of
curmudgeon.
Golfers.
He's a curmudgeon. He hates the world.
I don't like links golf, and I don't like butt windy golf.
And you don't like traveling.
Hey, I've played links golf.
Don't really like traveling.
And you don't like Guinness. So
I played links
definitely
golf.
Definitely don't like Guinness. Right. There's nothing there to like.
I've played it at renditions. A couple holes.
Sure.
Yeah, renditions.
Sure. Of course you have.
Open.
Yeah. Sure.
Still open,
I don't know.
One day,
Valdezzi. Leave Bickle at home.
All right, that was Tom Abbott
we get
from
a sponsor.
The Golf Channel. Coming up a little bit later, Steve Garvey's going to join us, the baseball great, and LeVar Ball in studio at 9 o'clock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Steve Garvey's joining us in studio at 8:40. Jason has his Sports Illustrated ready. Thank you to one of our loyal listeners.
Thank you to Anthony Pizzo. This is the SI I'm going to get.
Anthony Pizzo.
Yeah, I call him Pizzo.
P-I-Z-Z-O.
He sent you a card, too. Yeah, this is 1975 SI from April.
He probably spent $20-$30 on all that stuff.
I offered to pay him, but he doesn't want any money. So,
Steve Garvey's numbers, I didn't realize how impressive they were. 10-time All-Star.
He was
All-Star MVP twice.
Stud.
He was a great player.
And he also had a season.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Not in the Hall of Fame. Maybe should be. Won the MVP in 1974. And in 1984,
I think he had 200 base, hit seasons.
He had no errors. Not one.
He played in 1,200 straight games at one point in his career.
Yes, holds the National League record.
I mean, just a...
Now, Cal dwarfed it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, just...
What was he, like a 1,200 or something like that? What was his
1,207.
Number?
1,207, yeah.
Yeah.
And like JP said, 10-time All-Star, had 200 hit seasons, didn't get the 300 total homers. Maybe that hurts him.
Yeah.
As a first baseman, but just a... Played in 5 World Series.
How many did he win?
One.
One. Yeah, the one?
One of them was 81. With the Padres.
Right.
That was 84. 81 he won with the Dodgers.
So he had 4 with the Dodgers, 1 with the Padres. Yeah, he won the 77. Is that the one? Or 78? Which one?
81.
Did he win? 81.
He lost the Yankees
a couple
times.
Yankees won those. That's right. That's when Reggie went off.
But he, I mean, he played a ton. He hit 340 in the postseason for his career over about 60 games. I mean, he was just a great player, and he just gets hoard in the Hall.
So we could talk to him about Bryce Harper and other things, All-Star game. Then LeVar Ball is going to join us in studio at 9. Which
LeVar,
should be fun. Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio. You can always tweet us if Cakes is going to get the face during the interview.
Depends on charms or not. Cakes could be completely put off. I could see Cakes getting completely put off and just being a douche.
Nah, he'll have fun.
I could see it because Cakes really has deep-seated like resentment. But
no, I accept him for what he is. He's like I said earlier. He's a carnival barker. He's a carny to me. That's the way I view him.
But why do you hate on an entrepreneur, a businessman who's going to have a pop-up shop here? He's selling jerseys and shirts.
I think he just got tired of his antics.
He's not my cup of tea. You guys love him. He's a polarizing guy. You're on one side
or
the
other. He's very entertaining to me. You know,
he was entertaining when he first hit the scene, but then it just got too much. Jumped the shark for me.
I don't think he was ever entertaining the Cakes. Like,
I was never entertained.
I guarantee you,
I'm going to be just completely enchanted with him when
he
comes
in. Walk
you never know, Cakes might be as well.
$1 billion dance.
Is it possible he could charm
Cakes? What if he is totally different off air?
Like, yeah, when the cameras on air, he's just doing shtick, and then off air, he's mellow.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
You are a hater.
Cakes is a hater. He is
not
a
really,
hater.
Because what do you really hate?
Honestly, the only time
you seem to resent that he wanted his son not necessarily to go to Nike or Adidas. Yeah,
he didn't like that.
That he decided to go with his own brand. But that's an entrepreneur.
That was just a leverage thing,
more
too.
More power to him. If he makes Big Baller Brand into a $1 billion company, I will be the first to congratulate him. I just don't think it's going to happen.
And his pop-up shop, is it at Pacers or right by Pacers?
I don't know all the details.
Drew Abbey knows.
Honestly, it says it's at Eagle Bank Arena, but I'll find out soon.
Okay,
when he gets here,
and the games are today,
tonight, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Tonight. So
five and seven.
Competing against the All Star game.
Yeah, is anybody?
Not really, because
not five. They're not, but
people are going to the All Star game are either bought their tickets a long time ago. I mean, this is a completely different audience,
right? No, I agree.
That's true. You're right.
But there's no saying that it's not competing against the All Star game. It just is. It's competing for attention dollars in town against the All Star game.
I think it's going to be a lot of college kids there, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're a hoops head, I think it's probably something you'd be interested in, for sure.
Are there any... So what are the teams that are playing?
The Ballers against the Ballers and the Ballers against the Ballers.
Again,
Houston versus Philadelphia Ballers.
LiAngelo and LaMelo play for which? For L.A. Ballers?
Yeah.
I would assume.
So are they
Houston
not playing?
And Philly and Seattle and New York.
Oh, so they're not even here.
The only thing that irks me really
Apparently
about
not.
The whole Baller brand
yes.
is that... He has the audacity to charge, I think it's $495 for a pair of Zoe shoes. I mean, that's the sort of thing like Jordan and Kobe should be doing.
But
like,
you don't have the Venom
but
for
what do you
Jay-Z.
Care? But why
it
do
just,
you care?
It just seems weird.
You're
to
not going
to
buy them, so what do you care?
It's like a big goof to him. To me, it's just a big goof to
him.
If
someone's willing to pay $500 for it,
sure.
Yeah.
If there's a marketplace out there for it,
right?
If 100 people are dumb enough to pay $500 for Zoe
do you have the
shoes?
Same Venom for Rolex?
Well, I think it's dumb.
I mean, there are a million brands
that pay $25,000 for a watch.
Okay, but there's
exactly.
a million brands that have ridiculous prices.
Yeah.
There are like brands.
Well,
I don't know that charge $2,000 for a purse. You don't seem to have the same.
Rolex
Venom.
Has been around. I don't know how long Rolex has been around. It's something that's known for its quality over decades, if not 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Big Baller Brand's been around for 5 minutes, and
right.
it takes you a year to get something you order on the website.
You're right.
It seems
but
like
you understand,
a big sham.
In my opinion, the Big Baller Brand is just sort of a leverage marketing thing he's doing to try to empower his family to get a little bit of control in a system where really kids don't have that much control. You're at the mercy of the sneaker companies and everything. So he's
I'll
just
be honest.
He's not even listening.
And he was also
not listening.
I don't care about LeVar Ball. The only time I ever think about him is when I'm in this room with these two donks that love LeVar
Correct,
Ball.
Correct.
That's the only time he ever enters my life.
Because at 10 o'clock, you won't care.
But, Cakes, you don't have much venom for really anything. But you do have venom for this. We're trying to figure it out.
At first, he really rankled me. Here's part of it, too.
Why do you get the face?
I think he's exploiting his kids, and he's riding the crest of that wave.
Is he exploiting his kids, or is he doing
it? He has no talent whatsoever. LeVar Ball.
Well, hold on. Is he exploiting his kids, or is he empowering his kids?
A trainer?
Yes, that's his profession beforehand. Okay. Was a trainer.
But, Cakes, hold on. Is he exploiting his kids, or is he empowering his kids?
I mean, you might think it's empowering. I think he is clearly gaining popularity on the backs of his kids.
But isn't he also helping his kids? He helped his kids a long way. Just like you may help your kid become a doctor. Okay, your son's the one going to school, but you helped him.
Right.
He's supporting his children.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Just like you're going to support
especially financially.
And Brendan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what are the top five things Cakes hates in life? All right,
well,
LeVar
almost everything with hip hop culture.
LeVar Ball's
almost anything.
All right, rap music.
Just hip hop culture.
No, I don't hate rap music.
Put it this way: when you play the hip hop song, he gets the face.
Cheese, melted cheese.
No, I like melted cheese. I hate cheese out of a wrapper.
That's right. Sliced cheese.
He used to hate LeBron.
Choking. Except in the bedroom.
He used to hate LeBron. Light simulated.
So right
in the
now
bedroom.
I've got LeVar Ball, rap music, and sliced cheese.
Those are the top three things he hates.
What are four and five?
Oh, no. Sidney Crosby.
I hate
pens. Let's just say pens.
I hate the pens, yeah. And I hate bad beats.
All right,
taking beats in the poker room.
Yeah, but you love the bad beat jackpot.
I love the bad beat jackpot.
No. So just for the record, this should be a trivia question somewhere down the road. Yeah, the top five things Cakes hates in life.
Yes.
LeVar Ball.
He's generally a pretty happy guy.
Rap music, sliced cheese, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and bad beats.
I think that's a pretty good list. But again, I don't hate LeVar Ball. You're getting it wrong.
We should all do our
top five. I think you do.
I'm ambivalent towards him until I walk in that door.
You have strong feelings.
Hold on.
Once I walk out that door, I never think about LeVar Ball.
Of course.
In a billion years.
When he comes in here, don't make it awkward and make it known and obvious that you don't like
him. I'll be a professional.
What if he's
listening
right now?
But you're not ambivalent.
You're not ambivalent. You have strong feelings.
You're
ambivalent during most golf interviews.
You're leaning towards
him. I asked Tom two questions.
I'm over him, but he was entertaining for about the first 10 minutes. I'm over him, but I don't hate him. I don't have the disgust. Right. That
I don't think I hate him. You guys are painting me into this corner.
No, you may not hate. Hate's a strong word. That's like for Hitler. Yeah. But like you dislike him. You're not a fan of his shtick.
You get riled up about him.
Not a fan
of
his shtick.
You don't get riled up about much.
Metro. Cakes hates Metro.
Metro. Make the top 10.
Put Metro in
top 10.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put Metro in for rap music.
Yeah, substitute that. Because that makes me look like I'm just not a fan of an entire swath of music.
You don't like one rap song.
Sure, he likes Humpty Dance. Humpty Dance. And I love
like the whitest
Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Okay. The radio edit, because that song is
amazing. I'll take rap music out and put
Metro. Now that song's 25 years old.
I'm inserting Metro.
I would just put in hip hop culture.
Because he just named two rap songs.
But really, though, Cakes, what does he do for his sons that's that different than you do for your sons?
I'll tell you one that jumps out at me. He bought his 16-year-old a Lamborghini.
He has you have five cars from Ferris in your driveway.
But he has the means to do it. Though, obviously,
is it smart to buy your 16-year-old who's just learning to drive a car that goes 200 miles per hour?
What if he's filthy rich?
I personally wouldn't, but if he has the means,
irresponsible.
Cakes, you just bought.
It's an irresponsible move.
You got a brand new Ram. You got a brand new Jeep Cherokee.
Cakes just put like $5,000 on like
Ram
Croatia
is a sponsorship deal. Okay. The other one I bought. It's a reasonably priced vehicle, and it doesn't go 200 miles per hour. And I'm putting my kid, who's barely driven, behind the wheel of it. Irresponsible.
So driving,
but he has a son making millions of dollars. It's a little different.
You're missing my point. It's irresponsible. I don't care if you make $8 billion a year. It's irresponsible to put a 16-year-old who barely knows how to drive behind the wheel of a 500-horsepower vehicle. It's stupid, in my opinion.
Okay.
It might not be your opinion.
We would probably all agree.
Would you buy your 16-year-old who doesn't know how to drive a Lamborghini, even if you had the means for it?
Of course not. I bought a RAV4.
Because you're smart.
But that's not unique for, like, for whatever reason, it bothers you that LeVar Ball does it. But it probably wouldn't bother you that Magic Johnson does it for his kid, or Michael Jordan does it for his kid.
If anybody buys a kid who doesn't know how to drive a Lamborghini and they're going to wrap it around a tree in 30 minutes, That bothers me.
It just adds. It's just like adds to the list of things he doesn't like about him. That's all.
He really doesn't.
I mean, if Tom Cruise bought his kid a Lamborghini, you wouldn't care. I mean, you'd probably say it's dumb, but you
would say it's dumb.
You wouldn't care as much.
You know what else is dumb? George Clooney riding around in a Vespa.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb.
Should I add Vespa to the list of things
yes.
you hate?
Riding on motorcycles and Vespas and mopeds. Add it to the list.
Hey, mine
not
goes
if you're
about
a regular
35.
Person, but if you're super rich like
oh,
Clooney.
If you're super wealthy, yeah, then it really doesn't make any sense. If you're a donk that has nothing to live for, go ahead and ride on a Harley or a moped and smash your brain into a windshield. But if you're worth $250 million and you have a silly villa in Italy and JP's going to stop by in a few weeks, don't ride a Vespa. Now I'm getting all worked up.
Well, he didn't expect the bus to, you know, pull in front of him.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
That's one thing you're never expecting.
You never expect it. It just happens.
You know what? I'm going to have to start wearing the shirt at least once a week.
Just the tilt cakes.
Cakes also hates bear markets.
Oh, well, we all do.
That's universal.
We all do.
Unless you're like shorting it.
It's got to be something that only he hates.
That's exclusive to me? Then cross Metro off the list, because everybody hates Metro.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Metro either.
I don't have venom for Metro.
Most people hate Metro.
I don't think Metro's gotten good PR in the last 10 years.
I'd rather drive myself.
I'd rather drive.
Of course you would.
But I don't have the venom for Metro, the cake stuff.
I'm trying to think of other things he hates.
I should have taken Metro yesterday. It took me, you know, EB complained about it. It took me about 40 minutes to go 2 miles.
What, with the traffic?
Once I got off GW Parkway to actually park at Homewood.
That's why I Ubered to MGM yesterday.
All right, guys. Are mosquitoes, ants, termites, and other summer pests ruining your summer? Well, take a stand this year with the 5-star pest control experts at Crop Metcalf. Crop Metcalf's pest control technicians. Trust me, they have the training and techniques to stop all pests that might be bugging you and your family. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. And remember, Crop Metcalf is the one with 5 stars. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Opinion on Bryce. For right now, we'll open up the entertainment page, switch gears, touch on the Hollywood music scene, get some celebrity scoop.
Let me hear the music, Valdez. Can't start until I hear the music. There we go.
Is it going to be the same music for our entire career?
I don't see why it would change.
Till we're dead and gone.
I fear change. I'm a traditionalist.
All right, boys. They came out.
We have changed many things. We changed from the flush to the gas face, and now it's the walk-off music.
Okay. Some things change. Some things stay the same.
Correct, Cakes.
I mean, this is the EP music.
We could go to the Access Hollywood theme. I mean, this is Entertainment Tonight, right?
I don't even know.
Yes.
I think it's classic Entertainment Tonight.
Yes. Mary Hart, John Tash. Yeah.
I've never heard the Access Hollywood song ever. This is the gold standard.
I don't think it's as recognizable.
Of course
I think
not.
This is the big silly.
All right, go ahead.
So they came out with the Forbes celebrity highest paid list 2018.
About to get jelly.
I just thought of somebody else who Cakes hates. Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather is number one.
He's on our list.
And believe me, I'm with Cakes on that.
Mayweather is despicable.
So is McGregor.
You know what else Cakes hates? Talking to people on his way into work.
I talked to you on the way into work, kind of.
That's because you were kind of forced to.
We
parked at the same time, and it would have just been awkward if we were walking next to each other.
I remember when we
talking.
Used to all park at the same lot, Cakes would like avoid saying hello.
Well,
I would.
We pulled up.
That's right, the people I know.
I pulled up right in front of him at the Homewood Suites, and we got out at the same time.
Yeah.
And the valet came over and says, I'll take care of the car. So we were kind of walking into the building at the same time.
Right.
And I just thought it was awkward not to say anything, so I turned around and asked him how he did at the tables yesterday.
And that
sparked a little bit of a conversation, but
grumpy.
Not much.
I was grumpy too, but
I just felt awkward not talking to him.
I appreciate that. Yeah. You're
People say
out.
He's the nice junkie. It's a false mind.
And you don't like dinners after 7 o'clock. That's another
thing. No,
I like dinner at 5:30.
He likes it early dinner.
In an empty restaurant.
At full restaurants.
That's what he hates.
Put full restaurants down on the list.
Hates a full
this is going to be a list of 100 things I hate.
Yeah, you do. You hate a lot of things.
They have an EB Hates account. They're going to have to come up with a Cakes Hates.
They might have to. I mean, there's nothing worse than a full restaurant.
We should do dueling lists. EB Hates versus Cakes Hates and see whose is better.
Yes, I like it.
JP would have nothing on his except for alcohol.
I don't hate alcohol.
He doesn't hate anything else. What else does he? He doesn't really hate anything.
I don't know. Yeah, he's generally a pretty positive guy. Yeah. But he doesn't like to drink.
That's right.
Doesn't like it.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Not his
I don't
thing.
Hate it. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather tops the list. And I'm with you, Cakes. I don't have a lot of affinity for Floyd. I think he's basically a despicable human being.
Filthy rich, though. Filthy rich.
But they're saying...
He's got a silly brand, Cakes. TMT.
Yeah.
They're saying TV, his August 2017 fight.
No, the money team.
His August 2017 fight versus Conor McGregor generated more than $550 million in revenue. There's no celebrity out there that's topping that. For last year's earnings. That's just not happening. You guys care to guess, say number two on the list?
Number two. How much did Floyd bring in?
These just athletes?
Yes. Highest paid celebrity. No, celebrities.
Oh, celebrities.
Celebrities.
What was Floyd's take?
$550 million.
Hold on. That was his personal take, or that's what the fight brought in?
Oh, I guess they're saying he brought in $275
million. Okay. So that's a pretty good chunk.
I'll say The Rock.
Number two is actually George Clooney. And they're saying part of the reason is because he and his buddies.
The Casamigas,
they purchased a tequila company.
Yes, they did.
$700 million.
You guys mocked me when I said we should come out with Junkies Vodka. Full on mocking.
Number
Follow
three.
Follow Clooney's footsteps.
Kylie Jenner. A lot of people are mocking.
It's kind of a shocking
when
list.
The mother called her a self-made billionaire potentially. They're saying her company's worth $900 million.
Did it really all spawn from a sex tape?
Well,
like,
from
really
Kim?
The fame? Because the sex tape was before the Kardashian show, right?
Correct.
And the Kardashian show probably doesn't come out without that sex tape.
Probably.
All right, tell me how the Jenners and Kardashians are related again. I'm just losing track.
Well, just Bruce Jenner had kids with Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Yes.
Right. And Kris was Kardashian's mom.
Correct.
Yeah. So right. She's had
a bunch of
kids. So they're half sisters.
Exactly. All right. You got it. Judge Judy.
I just wanted to set the record straight.
Halfsies.
I kind of lose it.
Judge Judy, they're saying number four on the list.
Didn't CBS owe her a ton of cash or Viacom?
Oh, who?
Judge Judy. She was suing them because she never got her cash.
Well, you want to see someone who's got money. It's long.
Oh,
like,
I understand
long
that.
Like train smoke, Judge Judy does.
Number five is The Rock.
Up.
Number six, U2. Their tour grossed $316 million last year. Chris Martin, the Coldplay, those boys are killing. Number seven on the list. Number eight, Lionel Messi. They say his salary and bonuses paid him more than $80 million last year. Ed Sheeran, that ugly dude. He's in the top 10.
I'd like to thank that little shrimp Messi for having Argentina bow out early. Thanks.
And Cristiano Ronaldo rounds out the top 10. They're saying his lifetime Nike contract is worth in the range of $1 billion.
That's crazy.
Isn't that just amazing?
That doesn't even count as on-field earnings.
So Tiger's not in the top 15?
I didn't see him.
15,
for last
20?
Year. Yeah, for 2017, I guess, or highest paid celebrities of 2018.
Tay-Tay didn't crack the top 10?
Nope, don't see her in there.
Kind of shocking.
Brent Musburger apparently may be making a return to the announcing booth.
He loves to throw cash.
I don't know why we're taking this account seriously, but awful announcing is they say the track record's pretty good. There's an anonymous person that runs a fake Rudy Martsky account. Rudy Martsky, of course, used to report on all of the sports broadcasting business for USA Today.
Yep.
Back in the 90s and early 2000s. And he's saying that the Raiders will have a new but familiar voice calling games. Legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger is the new voice of the Raiders on the radio.
Of course.
When they move to Vegas or this season?
I think when they move to Vegas.
I think Brent Musburger apparently agreed
right.
to terms on a 2-year deal with Compass Media to call games on the radio for the entire football season for the Oakland Raiders. His first season will be in Oakland.
Oh, we'll
and
be, right.
Then to Las Vegas to call the Las Vegas Raider games on the radio.
He runs the Vegas Sports Insider Network from
VEASAN,
Vegas.
VEASAN,
yeah. It's all touts, all the time, all gambling.
It's at the South Point Casino.
Yeah.
They run it right out of there. There's a studio there.
You know, we talked about Britney Spears recently. She was, of course, at the MGM Grand, right? She performed for two nights.
National Harbor.
Oh, the National Harbor.
Yeah.
And apparently had an epic wardrobe malfunction. Valdez, did you find any video footage of that?
I just saw the stills.
The stills?
All the people.
She was performing in Maryland, of course, during her Piece of Me tour, and a piece of her nipple inched out of her bra.
Hot.
And apparently,
you guys sent me the video. It's Brett from North Carolina.
Either she didn't care or just didn't notice because she kept on doing her thing.
Right. So, ask my wife who went to the show with her friend Sophie. I think there were 6 outfit changes.
Did you ask her?
And it was lip syncing 100% of the time.
Did she catch a peek of the boobie?
I didn't hear anything about a nip.
She didn't get to see it.
Her seats weren't necessarily up close.
Oh, that's okay. It's fine. She was in the building.
Yes.
Justin Bieber, apparently. Do you buy this story? He and his new fiance, Haley Baldwin, apparently they're engaged, but they're sleeping in separate bedrooms as they're both devout religious people. I guess Haley Baldwin's been homeschooled. She's been going to church since she was like 6 years old or something.
Yeah, I mean, she's the daughter of Stephen Baldwin, who's very evangelical, super like born again Christian
type. And Justin is apparently also born again, who periodically, like, he seems to go to church in spurts.
Right.
It's like Cakes. And Cakes goes to church in spurts.
They're saying
that's one of Cakes' hates.
Put church.
I don't hate church. I just don't go.
Yeah.
I mean, I never, ever go.
Right.
Hey, Cakes,
for like a wedding. Hey, I'll go for a wedding.
Yeah. Cakes, would you go to church?
I don't even like going to weddings in the church.
if it was a study that shows that if you went to church Sunday and you prayed, you got a 5% edge at the poker table. If you prayed for good cards.
I don't know, man.
5% is probably not high enough.
Yeah, it's probably not high enough.
10%?
You got to get 75%.
You're talking to a guy yesterday who was, I was at the table with a guy who's white hot, couldn't lose a hand. So I'm in the hand.
You gave us a bad beat story. I hear
it's not a bad beat. He raised it to 20. Another guy raises it to 20. I'm next act. I have pocket aces. So what do I do? In my brain, I said, I don't want to get in a pot with that guy. So I shoved my whole stack in. $400. I said, I'm all in.
Wow.
He claimed to have pocket kings and folded. I don't believe
him.
I don't buy it for a second.
All right. Well,
because I didn't want to get a pot with that guy because I knew he would run me down.
Pocket aces are what, like 22-1 that you get them or something like that?
I don't know the numbers.
But something like that. But let's say if you went to church, you got them 15-1. So every 15 hands, you would get them.
How often does he have to go
every
to
week? Every week.
Every week.
Once a week?
For an hour.
I can't commit to that.
It's not going to get
I can't make that commitment.
That's not going
to
get it done,
it's too big of a commitment for me. It just is. My Sundays are packed.
Last but not least, the MTV Video Music Awards, Cakes. The nominations were announced on Monday. And your favorite, add her to the list, Cardi B, leading the way with nominations in 10 categories.
That's what I think of her.
Including Video, Song, and Artist of the Year. The Carters followed with 8 nominations, including Video of the Year. I didn't even know did video.
Jimmy?
Best Vince, Collaboration.
So many Carters.
Javon.
Chris? Other top contenders include Drake, Cakes hates him, Bruno Mars, Cakes kind of likes him,
He's very talented.
Sorry.
Childish Gambino, Cakes clearly hates him.
Oh, no, I don't hate him. I just found out 10 minutes ago. He is it Donald Glover?
Yes.
Yes.
10 minutes ago I found that. I didn't know they were the same person.
So most of the things you talk about on the
TV. He hates.
And I hate.
You too.
Yeah, I just didn't put my
list
down.
See, we're simpatico over here.
Yeah.
All right, remember, LeVar Ball set to join us in studio at 9 o'clock. Steve Garvey at 8:40 right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.